Hey, welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Back in 2008, we recorded a new recording of one of the lost series from I Love a Mystery by Carlton E. Morris, Terror of Frozen Corpse Lodge. And here is episode 13.
American Radio Theater presents I Love a Mystery. A new Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, Terror of Frozen Corpse Lodge. Ten o'clock in the dull, sub-zero weather of mid-morning, snowbound at Frozen Corpse Hunting Lodge, high and isolated in the Sierra Mountains, somewhere on the California-Nevada border. Three men are dead here in the tool house of the lodge, and three other men of Gale Stark's intimate acquaintance are dead down in Hollywood. They are victims of a murder pattern, a web of death, of which young and beautiful Gale seems to be the center. Somehow involved is her stepfather, J. Irving Stark, and her wealthy, neurotic fiancé, Bruce Garrett. These three, with Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker, were to have spent the weekend at Frozen Corpse Lodge with Mansfield the Ancient Butler and P.O. the Caretaker to serve them. But Jones put in his appearance saying he was the new butler, although no one seems to have called him. It was just as well he did come, however, for that night Mansfield was murdered. And now Jones is the new butler, and he and P.O. do the work. Then the same night it began to snow, A.J. Ben came asking for lodging for the night. Who he is and what he wants, no one can guess, but he's a gunman, and definitely at the lodge for a purpose, and much to Doc's disgust, Jack has accepted him. And that's the list. Gale, J. Irving, Bruce Garrett, Jones, P.O., A.J. Ben, and Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker. But also there's someone out in the barn. Someone who set a bear trap in the runway between the lodge and stable, which P.O. dug this morning. Set a bear trap which caught Bruce Garrett by the ankle, and who sniped at Jack, Doc, and Ben from the hayloft when they rescued him. They took Garrett back to the house to bed, and P.O. brought up boiling water to bathe the ankle against gangrene. In an argument between Garrett and Stark, J. Irving backed into the boiling water, scalding the backs of his legs from hips to ankle. And so there were two invalids, Garrett with his ankle torn and lacerated by the teeth of the bear trap, and J. Irving severely scalded. Jack left Doc with the two girls to keep an eye on things in the lodge while he and Ben took the runway to the stables. They had just climbed to the haymow and were looking out the upper doorway toward the lodge when suddenly someone, apparently one of the girls, dashed out the kitchen door and down the runway towards the stable. The next instant there was the flash of a rifle, and the runner threw her hands into the air and crumpled in the bottom of the snowy trench. Jack and Ben slid down the haymow ladder, flung open the barn door, and raced toward the crumpled figure.
Who'd be insane enough to shoot a girl?
Never mind that. Run!
Must be lying right around the next turn in the path.
Yes.
Yeah, there she is. Look. Blood on the snow.
Hold it.
Which one of the girls is...
It's not a girl.
J. Irving Stark.
In his nightshirt.
J. Irving Stark in his nightshirt. That's why we thought it was one of the girls. Is he dead?
No. But he will be if we don't get him inside. Where the heck's Doc anyway? Get out of your heavy coat. Gotta get him wrapped up.
Yeah. We can spare them better than he can right now.
Yeah.
What about the wound?
People have died of a lot less. But he isn't dead yet by a long way. Get these coats wrapped around him.
Any chance of starting a hemorrhage if we pick him up?
We'll have to chance it. 5 minutes more of this and he'll be dead of pneumonia before tomorrow morning.
Then let's go.
Okay. Careful of those scalded legs.
Yeah. Up with him.
Good. Come on.
How he was ever able to run with the backs of his legs scalded like this.
There's only one answer to that. He was afraid for his life.
I didn't think even fear could make you forget burns as painful as these.
Here we are. Hold it. Hold it till I get the door open.
Doesn't it seem strange no one heard the shot? No one's anywhere in sight to give us a hand.
Yeah. All right. Now, in with him. Can you pull the door shut?
Yeah.
Now, through the kitchen and upstairs.
Yeah.
Now, hall's narrow. Careful.
There's Pio, fixing the fire in the trophy room.
Hey, Pio!
Si, senor. If I do something to make you... For my goodness sakes, what is the matter now?
Didn't you hear a shot outside?
No, senor.
Well, somebody shot J. Irving from the kitchen doorway. It's mighty funny.
Somebody shoot Senior Stark from this lodge?
Never mind. Where's everyone else? Where's Jones?
I don't know where is Jones.
Well, at least you can get upstairs ahead of us and get Stark's bed ready for him.
See, I can do that.
Do it then.
See, I will do.
Come on, Ben. Easy with him up the stairs.
Yeah. Pio's the most blandly innocent man I ever met. I might even say dumb.
Yeah, dumb like a fox.
You really think so?
He'd have to be unconscious to be as dumb as he pretends. Easy on the landing. That's it. Now, just a couple steps more.
There we are.
All right. This second room down here is Stark's. Here, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look at the lock on that door.
It's been shot away.
You bet it's been shot away. From the inside.
But that's where we left Doc and the two girls.
Yeah, looks like they were locked in. Doc shot his way out. Look, let's get Stark in bed, quick. Things are happening.
Yeah, where do you suppose they've got to?
That's what I want to find out. All right, right in here.
See? I have Senior Stark's bed all made up for him.
Right, now get out of the way.
For my goodness, do you have to talk to me like I am, right?
Put him down easy.
Is he maybe going to die?
There. Pio, you look here.
See?
Where's Doc Long?
Senor, I do not know.
Where's Doc Long?
Senor, do not choke me.
Somebody locked Doc in the room next door, so he had to shoot his way out.
This is terrible. I do not know about anything.
Want me to shake you until your head snaps off?
Senor.
Then answer me. Where's Doc? And where are the two girls?
You are choking me to the death, senor.
Hey, Jack. What's going on in here?
Doc! Where in blazes have you been?
Come on in, feller. Looky what I got with his hands tied behind him.
Jones.
Is Jones the butler? Mamacita mia, is Jones prisoner?
You're darn tootin' he's a prisoner. How's about it, Jones?
I'm not saying anything to anyone.
What the heck's this all about, Doc? Where have you been?
I'll tell you where I've been, down in the cellar. Is Miss Stark and little old Jerry all right?
What? Aren't they with you?
Well, no, I told them to go to Jerry's room and lock themselves in and stay there till I come for them.
Ben, go see if they're all right.
Oh, yeah, but what about Stark there on the bed? Doesn't he need attention?
Doc, where's the medical kit?
Jerry took it with her.
Oh, good. I'll check on the girls and get it at the same time.
Jack, you know what some skunk in this here place done? Somebody up and locked me and Jerry and Miss Stark in the room yonder, and I had to shoot the lock off the door before we could get out.
Yes, we saw it.
Yeah, and right here's a double-crossing wall-eyed hippopotamus would done it.
I tell you, you're crazy.
Like heck I am.
What makes you think Jones is the man, Doc?
On account of the minute I got out the room, I told the girls to keep locked up and hightail it downstairs.
Did you hear a couple of rifle shots?
Darn tootin' we did. Well, we were still locked up. Well, I come a-raring down the stairs just in time to see Jones' coattail a-whisking downstairs to the basement.
You followed?
Like a cat on the tail of a mouse. He didn't turn no light on at first, so it was blacker than the inside of a coal miner. Then I kept track of him by his footsteps, and pretty soon he turned on a flashlight, and there he was holding a rifle.
You say a rifle?
Mama Diablo, for my goodness.
Yeah, a rifle. He looked at it for a minute, and then he opened up a cupboard with a lot of junk in it and slid the rifle down out of sight. And that's when I jumped him.
Good work. Did you examine the rifle?
Yeah, one of them big doggone automatics, so with two shells just been fired at it. You could still smell the burnt powder.
Jones, you're in a pretty tough spot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, there's a good chance Mr. Stark's going to die. And if he does, you're all set for the gas chamber.
I tell you, I didn't do it.
It didn't do what he says.
Didn't do what he said.
No, I didn't do it.
Do you deny Doc caught you with the rifle?
Okay. So he caught me with the rifle. And if somebody else had come down those cellar steps a couple of minutes later, they'd have caught him with the rifle. Does that prove anything?
Then you're trying to tell us that you were not going down into the cellar to conceal the rifle after having shot J. Irving Stark.
That's what I'm telling you, mister.
What is your story?
I don't have one.
Well, ain't that too bad. He ain't got no story.
He don't have no story.
Oh, get out of here, you ape.
Senor Jones, you call me ape? Well, senor, let me tell you one thing which I am going to tell you. If my boss, J. Irving Stark, who is good friend to me, die, if he die from this thing which you have done to him, I will kill you, senor. With my two hands, I will kill you.
Oh, get lost.
You are murder, senor. You are murderer of my friend.
All right, Pio, that's enough.
No, senor, that is not enough.
I say it is. Now shut up and get me some hot water.
But, senor.
Get some hot water and see if you can keep from spilling it on anyone this time.
See, I go. But nobody understands, Pio. That is plain as nose on somebody's face.
That guy's a two-tailed siffy cat if I ever seen one. Uh-oh. That there's quite a gunshot wound Mr. J. Irvin's got there.
Yeah, I was just looking to see if the bullet came out.
It came out, and how? Don't take no professional to see that.
Yeah. What's keeping Ben so long?
Yeah, he is taking his time. Maybe I'd better have a checkup.
Yeah, will you?
Just a minute before I go, Jack.
Well?
Do you honest-to-goodness trust that A.J. Ben? Hey, you Jones, just back up against the wall and quit hanging your ears out.
Look, you guys are crazy.
Speak when you're spoken to. How's about it, Jack? You think that Ben's on the up and up?
If he's not, he's got me fooled plenty.
You feel pretty sure about him, huh?
Yes.
But you could be wrong.
Yes.
Well, I think you are, but you wait and see.
Look, Doc, I need that medical kit quick. Will you get going?
Okay, okay. Be right back in a jiffy.
Mr. J. Irving Stark, if you pull through this, you must have a constitution like an ox.
Look, Mr. Packard, you ought to hear what I've got to say.
Huh? Oh, you just stand over there and keep out of the way, Jones.
Look, you got to untie my hands.
I don't think so.
If you'll just listen.
We gave you a chance to tell your story. You said you didn't have anything to say.
I can't talk now. I mean, I can't tell you the things you want to know, but I can be trusted.
I'll bet.
Yes, I can, mister. Untie me. I'm on your side. I can be trusted.
One minute you shoot Stark, and the next you say you're on my side? What kind of double talk's that?
Oh, then you won't do it.
Fat chance.
Jack. Jack, they're gone.
Gone? Who's gone?
Jack, Gale Stark and Jerry Booker is gone. Room's looking like a cyclone been in it, and the girls are gone.
What about Ben?
AJ Ben? Yeah, he's there, lying on his face on the floor with his head bashed in.
Oh.
This has been a presentation of a lost old-time radio show by American Radio Theater. I Love a Mystery was written by Carlton E. Morris. This was Book 25, Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge. Directed by Marge Lutton, assisted by Greg Porter, and produced by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Cole Hornaday as Jack Packard, Renaud LaBeouf as Doc Long, with Joy Jackson as Jerry Booker, Melinda Maines as Gale Stark, Michael Moki O'Reilly as Pio, Greg Porter as A.J. Ben and the narrator, Dan Schindler as J. Irving Stark, Kim Turner as Mansfield, and Richard Haviland as Tuffy. Thanks also to Harry Thiel and Mike Wheeler. Live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Marilyn Wilt. Music by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com. Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge was originally broadcast May 22 to June 14, 1951. I'm Pat McNally, whom you also heard as Bruce Garrett and Jones the Butler. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
And here is episode 14.
American Radio Theater presents I Love a Mystery. Thank you. a new Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, Terror of Frozen Corpse Lodge. O'clock in the dull, sub-zero weather of mid-morning, snowbound at Frozen Corpse Hunting Lodge, high and isolated in the Sierra Mountains, somewhere on the California-Nevada border. A still cold with a blood-congealing chill in its icy breath and the promise of death in its sting. Two men, Philip Ogden and the butler Mansfield, have been stabbed in the back, and the frozen body of a third unidentified man strangled a week or two before has been found. They are victims of a murder pattern, a web of death, of which young and beautiful Gail Stark seems to be the center. Somehow involved is her stepfather, J. Irving Stark, and her wealthy, neurotic fiancé, Bruce Garrett. Others on the scene are Jones, the new butler, and A.J. Ben, who came saying he was lost in the snow. It turns out he's a gunman, and at the lodge for some definite purpose. Much to Doc's disgust, Jack has accepted him as an ally. Also, there is someone out in the barn who set a bear trap in the snow tunnel between the lodge and stable, which caught Bruce Garrett by the ankle, and who sniped at Jack, Doc, and Ben from the hayloft when they rescued him. When P.O. brought up boiling water to bathe the ankle, J. Irving Stark bumped into him and was badly scalded. Stark suddenly became a terror-stricken man. Unaccountably, he attempted to flee from the lodge despite his terribly burned legs, and was shot and wounded by an unidentified sniper. Doc caught Jones, the new butler, in the cellar, concealing a rifle which had just been discharged. And now, to add to the growing catastrophe of Frozen Corpse Lodge, Jerry Booker and Gail Stark have been kidnapped, and on the floor of their room, A.J. Ben lies unconscious.
Well, don't just stand there, fella. Gail and Jerry's been kidnapped, and Ben's laying in there on his face.
This is ridiculous. I can't leave Stark with his gunshot wound. If I don't take care of it, he'll die.
Well, maybe Stark's more important to you than little old Jerry, but he's not to me.
Well, at least go get that medical kit. I've got to take care of these wounds before I do another thing.
But you don't understand, Jack.
Doc, go get that kit.
Letting little old Jerry take care of herself.
And Doc?
Yeah, what do you want?
Yell down and tell Pio if he doesn't get up here with hot water, I'm going to break his neck.
Okay.
Look, Mr. Packard.
Jones, keep out of this. I'm too busy.
Look, mister, listen to what I've got to say.
All right. What is it?
I've been with Doc Long ever since the girls disappeared. You heard him say he left the girls in Miss Booker's room, and then he tailed me down to the basement.
Yes.
Okay. Then you can see for yourself that I couldn't have had nothing to do with the kidnapping the girls, and I couldn't have hit Mr. Ben over the head.
That's right.
So why the Sam Hill don't you take these ropes off my hand and let me help you some?
Doc caught you with that gun in your hand.
Look, mister, I didn't shoot Mr. Stark, and if you'll give me a chance to prove it, I'll show you that I'm on your side. And what's more, I've been trained in a hospital, like I told you before. You untie me, and I can fix up Mr. Stark as good as you can, and you can start looking for the girls.
Come here.
Oh, you mean you're going to do it?
You're getting your chance. Let's see what you can do with it. Turn around.
Oh, mister, you got more sense than I give you credit for.
Thanks.
Okay, here's a medicine kit. Hey, you ain't untying Jones.
Yes, he says he can dress Stark's wounds.
Are you crazy? He tried to kill Stark once. He's a lot more apt to finish him off than just nurse him.
There you are, Jones.
Thanks, mister.
Did you yell for Pio?
Yeah, he's on his way up. Hey, Pio, step on it.
See? My coming pronto, you betcha.
These are all the antiseptics. Underneath, you'll find the sterilized bandages.
Got any anti-tetanus shots?
Yes, I've already given him one.
Here it is, senor. All the hot water anybody could ask for.
Just set it down by the bed.
Hey, this fellow is loose. Jones has got loose. Put up the hand, senor, for my goodness sake.
Pio, stop it.
But our prisoner, she has flown the coop.
Back out of the way, will you? Jones is dressing Mr. Stark's wounds.
Senior Doc Long.
Yeah, I think everybody's nuts around here.
All right, Jones. We'll leave you to do it. We've got more things to do than you can shake a stick at.
Yes, mister.
And Jones?
Yes?
When we get out,
Lock the doors of this room and stay here with Stark until we get back.
You think there'll be another attempt on his life?
Somebody tried awfully hard to kill him once. Figure it out for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jack. Come on.
This is your chance, Jones. See what you do with it. Come on, Pio.
See?
Jack, do you know something about Jones the rest of us don't?
Si, senor. Do you?
Look, let's take one thing at a time. Come on, I want to look at Jerry's room.
Yeah, I'll give Mr. Ben a quick once-over. He only got himself knocked out.
This Senor Ben is knocked out?
Yeah. Come here and have a look for yourself.
Son of a gun, who do this thing, I wonder?
Yeah, and that ain't the worst. Miss Stark and Miss Booker's disappeared out of this room.
Senor, do not tell me.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about it, would you, Pio?
Me, senor? I am not magician. Who am I to make senoritas disappear?
They was kidnapped.
Kidnapped? But, senor, this cannot be. Those senorita Stark and senorita Booker kidnapped?
Yeah, kidnapped.
Mamacita mia, such thing cannot happen.
There's nothing we could do for Ben, but just let him come around.
Slugged, huh?
And good. Here, what's this?
Huh?
Look, here, on the bedroom carpet, outline of wet shoes.
Well, I'll be doggone. Here's a couple more. Shoes, my eye, these are boots. Logger's boots. Look, Jack, you can see the calks in the prints.
Yes, and I see something else, too.
Huh?
Look here. Wet chaff and bits of hay.
And whoever grabbed off the girls come from the barn.
Senor, from stable, you think?
Doggone right, and if they come from the barn, they probably went back to the barn.
You think somebody have senoritas hid in the stable?
What about it, Jack?
I think it would be worth looking into.
But there is no place in stable.
I've seen the inside of that barn, and there's plenty of places. It's as big as all outdoors.
But every night, senor, and every morning, I go to the barn. I climb up in hemo. I go into grain bin. I go everywhere. But for goodness sake, I do not see nobody.
Maybe you got bad eyes, Pio.
No, senor.
Come here, Pio.
See?
Step in this footprint.
Do wait, senor?
Put your foot down over this wet print.
See, but I do not know why.
Pio could get both feet in the boot that made that print.
See? That is very funny, senor. Ha ha.
For the love of Mike, what's going on in this house?
Listen.
It's Senor Garrett?
Yeah, Bruce Garrett. I forgot all about that heel.
Doesn't anybody hear me? Who is it? What's all that talking about?
Let's have a look at him.
See? He is just on the other side of hall.
Can I even get a drink of water in this place?
Yeah, he wants a drink of water.
Open the door.
Who is it? Who opened that door?
What's the matter in here, Garrett?
Oh, is that you, Packard? It's so dark in here.
The shades were drawn so you could sleep.
Oh, how can a person sleep when his leg throbs from a foot clear up to his armpit?
Pull up the shade, Doc. I better look at this ankle a second.
With a girl kidnapped, you're going to take time out to help this candidate for a straitjacket.
Doc.
Okay.
Now then.
Oh,
is that sore? Clear up here?
Oh, yes, I... Oh, please, Packard.
Huh. Funny. No sign of inflammation. Let me see the ankle now.
Oh, you're not going to take off the bandage, are you?
My goodness gracious, Senor Garrett suffered more than anybody in the whole world, I bet you.
Yeah, doggone panty waste.
Oh, what do you see, Packard? Is it gangrene? Am I liable to lose a leg?
It's only been a couple of hours since we took you out of the bear trap. Nothing would develop this soon.
Well, you can see I'm not putting it on. Look, perspiration on my face, all the bedclothes soggy.
Look, I told Jerry to give both you and Jay Irving sleeping pills. Didn't she do it?
Yes, of course. She gave me three.
Three?
Yes, I went to sleep, but the pain got so bad.
If she gave you three of those sleeping pills, I guarantee you wouldn't feel any pain for 24 hours.
Oh, you don't think she did? Just ask her.
Well, I'll go get my kit and give you a hypodermic.
No, no, please. I can't stand being stuck.
You want relief from your pain, don't you?
If If I could just have Gail or Miss Booker come and smooth out my bed and bring me water.
Fat chance.
But Gail's engaged to me. Here's where she should be, by my side.
How the heck's she gonna be by your side when she been kidnapped?
She what?
You heard me. She and Jerry Booker's been carried off. And if it wasn't for you sniveling like this, it would be hot after them.
I don't believe it. That's crazy.
Why, Garrett? Why is it crazy?
Because it is. Here, I've got to get up. Get up out of here. I got.
Senor Garrett, you must not.
Get out of my way, P.O.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Get out of my way, Long.
Wait a minute, sport. Ain't you the guy who was just laying there suffering with gangrene just a minute ago?
You take care of your business, and I'll take care of mine. Now, get out of my way. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You see, Garrett? You can't possibly walk on that ankle.
I guess not.
You were pretending you were a lot sicker than you are, but you're still bad enough to stay in bed. By the way, where were you thinking of getting up and going?
Oh, to find Gail Stark, of course.
And where were you thinking of looking?
Oh, search the lodge, out the buildings, the everywhere.
Well, personally, we're going to search the barn. And I'll bet you good money we find them there.
Okay, Spider, let the dames down on the gams. Quit struggling, sister. Yeah, I know you don't like them gags and being blindfolded and having your hands tied behind you. Yeah, I know. In a minute now, we'll take the gags off and you can yell your heads off. But right now, you're coming along with Spider and me. Lead off, Spider. Cut that out, sister. How do you like a busted arm? Then do like you're told and come on. See, your babe's got the blindfold down where she can't see Spider. Couple of cute skirts. Guy don't get a job like this every day. Okay, hold it. Open up the trap, Spider. Okay, down a couple of steps now and take it easy. Or you'll fall on your faces and knock your pretty teeth in. Come on now. Now then, low bridge, duck your heads. That's it. Now turn. Now this way. Yeah, now back up. Come on, back up. Whoa! That's enough. Feel something against the back of your legs? It's a bale of hay. Sit down. You too, sister. That's a good babe. Okay, Spider, pull down the trap door and shovel some hay over it. And then come in the other way and make it fast. Now we'll take off the gags and the blindfolds and be sociable. You first, Spunky. There.
You filthy, contemptible, crawling, nasty, dirty, thieving murderer!
Hey, sister, I ain't all them things.
You are. You're worse. If I ever get my hands free, I'll claw your face to ribbons.
That's no way to talk to a guy. Hurt you babes none, except carry you off for a little.
Is that all? Jerry, are you all right?
I'm just taking her gag off. Is her name Jerry?
Yes.
Ah, pretty name. And there you are, Jerry.
Ugh, where'd you get that gag? My mouth feels like last year's bird's nest. Ugh.
I don't know where the spiders got him.
You all right, Gail?
What do you mean, all right? In the company of this ape with my hands tied behind me, I'll never be all right.
But you haven't been hurt.
No, I'm not hurt. I'm just so all fired mad. I could...
Hey, take it easy. Jack and Doc will have us out of this in no time.
It makes me so furious the way they tricked us into unlocking your bedroom door so they could get at us.
Nice trick.
Nice trick. What's the big idea anyway? What do you think you're going to gain by kidnapping Jerry and me?
Oh, that's so we can deal with you folks up in the lodge.
Deal? What do you mean, deal?
Don't get in such a rush. We'll get around to that pretty soon.
We're in the barn, aren't we?
We're down under the barn. We came down through a trapdoor.
We won't talk about that, see?
Are you the sniper that was shooting at us from the hayloft?
No. That was Spider. He's a punk shot.
Are you the guys that set that bear trap in the runway that caught Bruce Garrett?
Caught who?
My fiancé, Bruce Garrett. Why, do you know him?
No. How'd I know Bruce Garrett?
Well, did you set the trap?
Sure. Well, anyway, one of my pals did.
Well, how many pals have you got up here anyway?
You'd be surprised.
But I don't get it. What are you doing up here? What's it all about?
That's something else we won't talk about.
Look, does Jay Irving know you're here?
Who?
My stepfather, Jay Irving Stark.
Oh, him. Sure, he knows.
Well, that's a lie.
Okay, then he don't know.
But does Bruce Garrett know?
Bruce Garrett. Why do you keep yelling that at me? Who the heck's Bruce Garrett? Now get up on your feet.
On our feet.
That's what I said. There's been enough gab. Come along.
But it's pitch dark in here. We can't see.
You ain't supposed to see.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm taking each of you by the arm. That's what I'm doing. Come on now.
Golly, are there any spiders down here?
Probably.
Oh.
You better keep your heads ducked down or you'll get conked.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, no dame ain't at her best with a goose egg on her forehead. Whoa! Hold it!
What's that for?
Keep still. Shut that door, you fool! I've got the dames.
Jerry, did you hear that? Telegraph tickers. They're sending messages.
Hey, this is something bigger than we thought.
This is international stuff we're mixed up in.
Yeah.
Don't worry, sister. You ain't gonna be mixed up in it long. Folks die quick of what you got in your mind.
This has been a presentation of a lost old-time radio show by American Radio Theater. I Love a Mystery was written by Carlton E. Morris. This was Book 25, Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge. Directed by Marge Lutton, assisted by Greg Porter, and produced by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Cole Hornaday as Jack Packard, Renaud LaBeouf as Doc Long, with Joy Jackson as Jerry Booker, Melinda Maines as Gail Stark, Michael Mokey O'Reilly as Pio, Greg Porter as A.J. Ben and the narrator, Dan Schindler as J. Irving Stark, Kim Turner as Mansfield, and Richard Haviland as Tuffy. Thanks also to Harry Thiel and Mike Wheeler. Live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Marilyn Wilt. Music by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com. Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge was originally broadcast May 22 to June 14, 1951. I'm Pat McNally, whom you also heard as Bruce Garrett and Jones the Butler. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
Ho ho, this is going to be episode 15.
American Radio Theater presents I Love a Mystery. New Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, Terror of Frozen Corpse Lodge. Ten o'clock. In the dull, sub-zero weather of mid-morning, snowbound at Frozen Corpse Hunting Lodge, high and isolated in the Sierra Mountains, somewhere on the California-Nevada border. a pattern of international intrigue, a pattern involving ruthless murder, a design of reckless desperation is revealing itself here at the snowbound lodge of J. Irving Stark, where Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker, their secretary, were invited for a weekend. In the beginning, the ancient butler Mansfield was murdered just as he was on the point of revealing some information. Next, J. Irving was accidentally scalded with boiling water when he suddenly became excited and started to babble some information. He fainted and was put to bed, but within an hour he attempted to flee from the lodge despite his terribly burned legs and was shot down from the kitchen door. He is not dead, but he is lying unconscious in his bed attended by Jones, the new butler. Jones is not all he seems to be. Like A.J. Ben, who came out of the snowstorm saying he was lost, Jones is here on some kind of mysterious mission of his own. Doc thinks Jones is a killer and the man who shot J. Irving. Jack says nothing but continues to trust him. The other invalid in the lodge is the millionaire fiancé of Gale Stark, Bruce Garrett. He was found in the snow trench, which had been dug from the kitchen door to the barn, with his ankle caught in a bear trap. Someone had set the trap in the runway to prevent anyone reaching the barn without giving warning. And now, to add to the growing catastrophe of Frozen Corpse Lodge, Jerry Booker and Gale Stark have been kidnapped. The girls are gone, and on the floor of their room, A.J. Ben, unconscious. They can't have been taken far, as the lodge and outbuildings are snowbound in from 6 to 8 feet of new snow. Everything points to their being held prisoner somewhere in the great stable. Upstairs in the lodge, Jack and Doc are making last-minute preparations for a full assault on the barn.
Here, Doc, strap on your gun.
Why, doggone, if it ain't my old .48 shooting pistol.
Yeah, I dug him out of the suitcases.
Now I know we're looking for trouble. We're going out to the barn and shoot everything in sight. That the idea, Jack?
Well, at least shoot before you get shot. Where's that P.O.?
Hey, P.O.
Si, senor.
What you keep wandering off for? Come here.
Senor. Senor, that is no way for one fella to talk to another fella.
Pio, you're going with us.
Going with you, senor?
Yes, to search the barn.
Si, if you wish, but I do not know why.
Never mind why. We may need you.
Si? Then I will go to get ready.
No, you stay right here.
But, senor, the heavy coat, the boots. I cannot go out in this freeze-up weather this way.
We'll give you a chance to put on your coat and boots. Right now, you stick with us.
But that is most crazy thing. Senor, you wear the gun strapped to your hip?
Took you long enough to notice.
Senor, is it that you are going to kill somebody?
Darn tootin', there's a couple of skunks I'd like nothing better than to make sieves out of.
But senor, it is against the law to shoot people.
Not the people I got in mind. And what are we standing here chewing the fat about, Jack? Why ain't we on our way?
Just checking through my suitcase. Here. You better put a couple extra boxes of cartridges in your pocket.
Okay.
Mamacita mia. For goodness gee whiz sakes alive. That is enough shot to fight whole war, I betcha.
This box is for the son of a sea cook that killed old Mansfield and shot J. Irvin. And this other box is for the bushy-tailed coyotes that snatched Gale and Jerry Booker.
Flashlights, pocket medical kit, shells. Yeah, I guess that's everything. Let's get started.
In about time. What we been a-wasting all this time for, I don't know.
The girls aren't in any immediate danger, Doc.
What do you mean they ain't in danger? Whoever's got them only committed about 6 murders we know of so far. They as soon as cut their hearts out as look at them.
Yes, except you're forgetting one thing.
That being?
That if they just wanted them dead, they'd have killed them here in the lodge, not dragged them off down to the barn.
Huh, then what is the idea?
Looks pretty much like they took the girls to put the pressure on somebody here in the lodge. Threatened to kill the girls if somebody here doesn't do something they want.
That could only be J. Irvin or Bruce Garrett. They're the only ones interested in Miss Gale.
And just don't forget that you and I are interested in Jerry Booker, though. And we've undertaken to help Miss Stark. So we're interested in her, too.
Well, what the heck me and you got they could want?
Maybe they want us to call our dogs off.
You mean they threatened to kill Jerry and Miss Stark if we don't quit looking into these murders?
Could be. What about it, P.O.?
How could I know about things like that? I am only caretaker here.
Okay, suppose it's like you say. Then what?
Then, as long as we don't do anything...
Like going down to the barn and investigating, huh?
As long as we don't try to rescue the girls or get too curious about what's going on around here,
I'd say the girls are perfectly safe.
But the minute we get tough, they'll take it out on little old Jerry, huh?
Something like that. Well, let's go see what happens.
Hey, wait a minute, feller.
Huh? What's the matter?
Jack, we can't just go busting out there putting them girls in danger like that.
You mean you want them to get away with this?
No, of course I don't, but we gotta think of something.
See, that is way, senor. Think of something. These hombres must be pretty smart to kidnap the senoritas right under our noses. Yes, no? So we must think of something smart to get them back.
Pio.
Si, Senor Packard?
You're the caretaker.
Si, I am caretaker.
Good. You just go right on being the caretaker and let us worry about getting the girls back.
But, senor. Si, that is right. I will keep my big mouth shut. Si.
Just the same. Jack, if you know what you're talking about. Hey, look, there's Mr. Ben. I thought he was slugged and out cold.
He still doesn't look very conscious.
Yeah, look at him weave coming down the hall.
For my goodness, Senor Ben, he acts drunk.
So would you if you'd been blackjacked the way he was. Hey, Ben.
What? Who said that?
Ben, you shouldn't be up walking around like this.
Huh? Why not?
I didn't think you'd even wake for another couple of hours. Here, let me help you. Come on, sit down.
Where? I can't see very good.
Here. You're right at the head of the stairs. Sit down on the step.
Oh, what a head.
Yeah, that was a Lollapalooza you got that time, feller. Did you see who done it?
What? Who did it? Wait a minute. Where was I? What was I supposed to be doing when it happened?
Jack sent you to see if Miss Stark and Jerry was still locked in Jerry's room.
Oh, yes. I was to get the medical kit at the same time.
Yeah, now you're hitting on all eight.
Yes, I knocked on Miss Booker's door and it opened. I stepped inside and I felt the blow and felt myself falling.
Yeah, then you didn't see nobody.
I'm afraid not.
Never mind. Don't think about it. Give that head a chance to stop aching.
But what happened after that?
The two girls were kidnapped.
What? Oh, my head. Oh.
Yes, don't try to get up. Doc, run into the bathroom and get a glass of water.
Si, I will do it.
No.
But, senor.
No, I want you here. Doc, go get it.
You bet.
Oh, Doc, there's some tablets on my dressing table. Put a couple in the water and stir them up.
Okay.
That'll relieve the dizziness and most of the pain. If you haven't got anything worse than a bump on the head, which I don't think you have.
Well, it's plenty, whatever it is.
Senor Packard, I wish to ask you a question.
Well, Pio?
What is this business that you always want to keep me with you?
I just want you around.
But, senor, why?
No reason.
Is it that you do not trust me anymore, maybe? Is that so?
Not necessarily.
I think that is true. You do not trust me, and that makes me very angry, senor. I do not like it when I am not trusted. I am most unhappy. I can tell you those, senor.
Yes, I can imagine.
I am most trustworthy man there is in all of California, in all of Nevada, in all of the United States.
That's very possible.
It is not only possible, it is so.
Uh-huh.
So when you do not trust me, senor, I am mad.
Uh-huh.
Look. Maybe you have never saw Pio when he is mad. Look at me, senor. Look at me. I am one mad hombre.
Yeah. Very pathetic.
Senor, insult to Pio.
Huh? What's going on now?
I just insulted Pio again.
Well, ain't that a shame. Here, Mr. Ben, take a slug of this. Guaranteed to take the top of your head off and make you feel better all in one explosion.
Oh, thanks. I don't notice any... Oh... Jehoshaphat!
Woo! Feel better now?
Holy mackerel! What was that stuff?
Powerful, son, but it does the work.
Yes, my mind's much clearer and my head isn't. Well, it still hurts, but not much. Tell me again, did you say the two girls have been kidnapped?
Yes. We think they're being held out in the barn. We were just deciding what to do about it when you came wobbling out into the hall.
Do about it? Well, go after them, naturally.
But if they're being held as hostages, like Jack thinks, that's the worst thing we can do as far as the girls are concerned.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. There's something I just thought of.
What's that?
Well, if two girls were taken out of this house, it seems reasonable that it took at least two men to handle them.
Hey, you mean there's more people down at that barn than just the sniper?
I'd say so. Wouldn't you, Packard?
Yes. I feel pretty sure of it.
One papers. Two papers. I do not believe it. Maybe you think there is whole army hiding down in stable.
Of course, if somebody here in the lodge give the sniper a hand, I mean, once the girls was gagged and tied up, the sniper could hike them down to the barn alone, couldn't he?
Maybe. But it looks like a sizable organized gang's work to me.
Well, whatever it is, this ain't finding a way of getting down to the barn without putting the girls on the spot.
If they're at the barn.
What do you mean? They've got to be at the barn. There's no place else they could be.
How about a plane on skis? Couldn't the girls be taken out of here on a plane equipped with skis?
That's ridiculous. A plane either trying to land or take off on new unpacked snow would sink out of sight.
I suppose the same thing would go for a sleigh or a dog team.
Yes, a man on snowshoes could make it, but not with two kidnapped girls in tow. The girls have just got to be in the barn someplace.
I tell you, senor!
You know something, Pio?
What, senor?
It seems to me you're all fired anxious for us not to go down and examine your barn.
It's not my barn, senor. It's Senor Stark's barn.
Just the same, you'd sure like to keep us away. I felt it, too.
No, I do not want to keep you away. Anytime you wish to go to barn, I am happy. I will go with you. I do not care. It is not for me to say. I am just Pio, the caretaker.
Now, ain't that nice and polite and humble?
Never mind, Doc. I want to take one more look in on Bruce Garrett before we start something.
Huh? Why Garrett?
See if there's any signs of blood poison in that ankle. Ben, you better sit here and take it easy until we get back.
I'm going to the barn with you, though.
Okay. Pio, you stay here with Ben.
But, senor!
Stay here with Ben. See that he does, Ben.
Even if I have to shoot him.
Senor, that is a terrible thing to say.
It's even a worse thing to have happen.
Okay, we'll be just a minute. Come on, Doc.
Honest to goodness, Jack, it looks as though all you're doing is stalling around killing time. What do we have to go see Garrett again for?
I want to see his ankle, and then I want to stop in at Stark's room and see how he's doing.
Leaving that new butler Jones in there with him alone, if you ask me, Stark's more likely to be dead by this time than anything else.
Uh-huh.
No kidding, Jack. What is the gag? Are you just stalling, or do you know something? Are you waiting for something to happen?
Here we are. Now take it easy. If Garrett's asleep, we don't want to waken him.
Awful darn dark in there.
Yeah, the shades are drawn so he could sleep. I'll have a look at him. Doc! Doc! Doc, he's not in bed.
Bruce Garrett's gone.
Snap up the shade, quick!
You betcha. What the heck become of him? You think he was kidnapped too?
Not a chance. Look, he got up and dressed himself the minute we were out of sight.
But his ankle was caught in that bear trap, Jack.
Ankle or no ankle, he's up and gone.
Where? To the barn?
Where else? There's something mighty funny here. First Stark. The backs of his legs were burned so bad he couldn't stand on them. And yet he did stand on them and he tried to run from the lodge to the barn.
Yeah, and he was shot in the back for his efforts.
Yeah. And now Bruce Garrett gets out of bed with a mangled ankle.
Son, that's sure something down at the barn. They ain't no two ways about that. How about us heading in that direction, too?
Come on.
We're on our way?
Yes. Just as soon as I check with Jones and see how Stark is.
Well, what's Stark got to do with this?
Hey, what's the matter? Something wrong?
Hey, Ben. Bruce Garrett's not in his room.
Garrett's not in his room?
Mama Diablo! Senor Garrett?
Yes. Dressed and gave us a slip. Headed for the barn, of course.
For my goodness, gee whiz.
Pio. Come back here.
The Senor Garrett, he is sick, man.
Never mind that. You come back here.
But, Senor.
I'm not fooling. You see this gun? Come back here or take a load of this.
Oh, but naturally, Senor. When you put it that way, of course, I will do what you say.
You'd better.
Hey, hey, look. J. Irvin Stark's door's opening, Jack.
What? Oh, it's Jones. Hey, Jones. Are you looking for me?
Mr. Packard! Mr. Packard, you'd better come to Mr. Stark's room at once.
Why? What's the matter?
He's beginning to regain consciousness. He's trying to tell us something, I think.
Senor, look there! down these stairs.
What's the matter, Pio?
Senor, I just see them go into the trophy room.
You saw who go into the trophy room?
The senoritas. They have blood on them. The senoritas, they cry, senor, they cry. Please to come.
You seen Jerry Booker and Miss Stark?
See.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
Wait a minute.
What the heck's the matter, Jack?
This is crazy. Everyone dashing downstairs like this? Doc, you and Ben go on down. See if the girls really are down there. Jones, you and Pio come back upstairs with me.
But senor!
You heard me. Go on, Doc.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Ben.
Come on back up, Pio. You too, Jones.
Yes, mister.
If Mr. Stark's talking, I don't want to miss it.
But senor, this is bad way you treat Pio.
Jones, you didn't even close Mr. Stark's door when you came out.
I know it. Mister, it's just across the hall from the head of the stairs. I thought I could keep an eye on him.
Well, come on in. Jones!
What is it? In heaven's name, mister!
Mama Diablo!
Knife in Stark's throat.
It's horrible!
Mamacita mia! The senor, he is murder!
This has been a presentation of a lost old-time radio show by American Radio Theater. I Love a Mystery was written by Carlton E. Morris. This was Book 25, Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge. Directed by Marge Lutton, assisted by Greg Porter, and produced by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Cole Hornaday as Jack Packard, Renaud LaBeouf as Doc Long, with Joy Jackson as Jerry Booker, Melinda Maines as Gail Stark, Michael Moki O'Reilly as Pio, Greg Porter as A.J. Ben and the narrator, Dan Schindler as J. Irving Stark, Kim Turner as Mansfield, and Richard Haviland as Tuffy. Thanks also to Harry Thiel and Mike Wheeler. Live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Marilyn Wilt. Music by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com. Terror at Frozen Corpse Lodge was originally broadcast May 22 to June 14, 1951. I'm Pat McNally, whom you also heard as Bruce Garrett and Jones the Butler. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
Hey, let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio, and here is Jubilee.
Thank you, Ernie Gill. That cut a fine groove for the How Do You Do spot. This little edition is coming to pass out in the San Fernando Valley. It's being staged from the Post Theater of the Veterans Administration Birmingham Hospital. And I noticed that this good gang of vets here in the theater has been taking some sneak looks over stage right, where a very good-looking gal has been waiting for the cue to come out. Well, there's no need to wait any longer. Here's the cue, and here's Penny Piper.
You can't see the sun when you're crying. A tear can hide the brightest sky of blue. You can't hear a song when you're sighing. No matter how the birds sing for you. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window pane. I'm sure you'd clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile and let the sun shine through. You can't see the sun when you're crying. A tear can hide the brightest sky of blue. You can't hear a song when you're crying. No matter how the birds sing for you. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you'd clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile, come on and smile. So smile and let the sun shine through.
That's all the time I've got for today. Please stop by our website, AmericanRadioTheater.org, to catch up on some more of our podcasts. We put up a new one every month. See you next time. Bye.